well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You can get in 654-7627. Lines have been jammed all first hour, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. And we are talking primarily college football today. We'll have a couple of Friday-type stories for you a little bit later today. People are asking about Terry McLaurin. JR, who's a Raider fan, wants to know if the Raiders should go after him. Look, he can play. I mean, you know, he's a talented player. I'm sort of shocked at that whole deal. Washington says they are not going to deal him though. So I don't know. There's certainly no resolution there. It seems like it's getting worse now. So I'm not sure how that whole situation is going to play out. And I do think the Raiders are going to be a much improved football team in a brutal division. Absolutely brutal division. I mean, I can't wait to see that division play out this season. I want to see Ashton Gentry. I mean, I think he has a great chance to be the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, I think he's that good. I mean, I think from the time he joins the league, he's like the third or fourth best back in the league, like instantly, you know? So I think the Raiders are going to be better. And also, I mean, they're going to have significantly better quarterback play. Whatever you think of Geno, he's way better than anything they've had, at least since Derek Carr was at his best, at his healthiest. He's way better than anybody they've had. I mean, they've been playing with tomato cans. Somehow Bowers caught 112 passes last year playing with absolute junk at quarterback. So, you know, he's got to be happy. He's going to have a real quarterback. What's he going to catch? 200 balls this year? You know, so I mean, that all ought to be pretty interesting. So I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that play out. Let's get back to this conversation about Virginia Tech and who and what they are in terms of this Virginia Tech South Carolina game. Okay, look, I look at this football team, all right, and I think their offensive line is a complete mystery. I mean, when I say a complete mystery, look, Auburn plucked their best offensive lineman from a year ago. It appears that Montavious Cunningham is actually going to be the starter at right guard. Thomas Rymack at right tackle is the only player in this mix who you'd say, well, you know, he's pretty good. The rest of this bunch, I just don't know who or what they are. I mean, it's a hodgepodge. It seems patched together. Again, this is an entirely different group from last year. The whole freaking line is a different line. That doesn't bode well. You know, okay, so here, look, here's what I have. I have Kyron Drones returning from injury. Who knows really what he is at this point? But I have an entirely remade offensive line. I have a new offensive coordinator. I have a new defensive coordinator. I'm sorry, how is that going to work? You did bring in Donovan Green, the grad transfer from Wake Forest, but you know, Donovan Green has as much chance of seeing a college football field at this point as Ramona does. I mean, he's just, he never plays. I mean, the notion of Donovan Green sounds good, but he actually doesn't play football. I mean, if he played. Now, from a Virginia Tech standpoint, I mean, I guess the hope would be that he makes it through game one, and maybe will, and, you know, maybe he'll play well in game one. But when I look at this football team and I'm looking for, you know, where's the talent, you know, just from an offensive standpoint first, I just don't see it. I just, you know, I see Kyron Drones and the Dronettes. And I don't know that Kyron Drones and the Dronettes is going to be enough to beat South Carolina. I don't think it is. And then you go to defense, and, you know, they brought in a couple of transfers at defensive end. You know, there are some people who are high on Ben Bell. I'm not necessarily high on Ben Bell. What is that? What was that movie, Ramona? Revenge of the Nerds or something? Do you remember that? Do you know that movie I'm talking about, Revenge of the Nerds?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Do you remember the guy with, like, the red hair and beard, you know, who was, like, he was, like, one of the bad guys at the start?
No, I don't remember that.
With the wild, like, hair and the wild beard, like,
I'll have
redhead.
I'll look it up and see if
okay,
I
see that. If you find
Let
it.
Let me see.
With this Ben Bell, he looks exactly like that dude. He looks exactly like that dude. And, you know, and he played at Texas State and La Tech. And, you know, I think he had, like, 3 or 4 sacks or something like that. I'm sorry. So the guy who had 3 or 4 sacks at La Tech is going to come to Virginia Tech and get better than that? How? I just don't see it. Kevin Gilliam, he was a transfer. He played last year. Kevin Gilliam actually said that he was just out for himself last year. He said the culture has changed now, and now he's a team guy. But last year he was just out for himself, and everybody was out for themselves at Virginia Tech, and it was just a bunch of cliques and that kind of thing. Now we have full togetherness. I'm just not buying it. I'm sorry. I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying that you changed all the coaches, and you brought in some more transfers, and now it's kumbaya. We're all together, and we're all pulling in the same direction, and we're going to be great. I just don't think so. I think the exact opposite is going to happen. I think you're going to get clocked in your first two games, and then I think they're going to fire Brent Pry. That's what I think is going to happen.
After two games?
Yes, I'd fire him now. I'd fire him before the impending doom happens. I am just not optimistic about any of this. Now, in terms of, do they have any players? Yeah, Caleb Woodson and Jaden Keller, they're linebackers. Those two dudes are pretty good. They're pretty good. Other than that, you can have this group. I think this whole defense, like I said, you know, look, a million years ago when Frank Beamer coached Virginia Tech, you could look at Virginia Tech's roster and they may not have been, you know, quite Florida State level in terms of that period of time, but they had dudes. I mean, they had dudes. When Bud Foster was at his prime, they had dudes and they coached and they knew how to play. Again, the salvation here is the new defensive coordinator in Cephas, but I don't know. He's not God, and I don't know how he can fix this group in season one. Like I said, when I look at the alleged talent on this team, here's what I see. I see Keller and Woodson, the two linebackers. I see Drones. I see Rymack, I see, in theory, Donovan Green. And now I'm about done. You know, and none of these are first-team all-league caliber players, none of them. So how is some magic going to happen? You know, crazy Brent Pry last year said that, you know, they'd be really disappointed if they didn't make the ACC championship game. Well, my man, you'd be disappointed again because I think you'd be really disappointed because I think you'd be 0-2. Is there second game Vanderbilt? Can you check and confirm that? Is there second game Vanderbilt? They open with South Carolina, and we're going to get to the Gamecocks in a minute because that's the other part of this equation. But is there second game Vandy? And where is that game played if it is? Let me know.
Yeah, it's a home game.
It's in Blacksburg?
Uh-huh.
I still think they lose. I think they lose both those games. I don't think they're going to hold up any ACC flag. I just think this team sucks. I don't think anything of them. I just don't think they're any good. And I don't think desperation fixes them. I think it makes them worse. I mean, what'd they win, 6 games last year? Are they 6-7? Give me that whole schedule just quick. Let's just see. Let's play Mickey Plyos in one game. Let's find out.
All right, they have Vanderbilt after South Carolina.
Okay, so they're 0-2.
Then they have Old Dominion home.
You know what? I'm not sure they win that. I know that sounds crazy. I'm just not sure they beat Old Dominion. I'm going to say half.
Then they have Wofford home.
Let's say 1.5.
Then they're at NC State.
1.5.
Then they have Wake Forest at home.
2.5.
Then they're at Georgia Tech.
2.5.
Then they play California at home.
3.5.
Louisville home.
3.5.
At Florida State.
3.5.
Miami at home.
3.5.
And at Virginia.
3.5. They're cleaning house. Brent Pry is done. They're finished. You know what? Where did I have them? Okay, I'm all right with where I have them. I might even want to lower them from where I have them. I am not optimistic about Virginia Tech. The more I think about it, I mean, I think South Carolina might friggin' drill them. I don't see how that team's going to compete at all. And I just think South Carolina is better players, better athletes, better coaches. I mean, I would be shocked if South Carolina didn't kick their tails. So from a South Carolina standpoint, obviously it starts with Lenore Sellers. By the way, Kwok and I talked a little bit about, you know, what Shane Beamer said about, as of today, Luke Doty would be our backup quarterback. My guess on that deal is that's just coach talk. You know, that's motivational talk. That's depth chart talk. It's basically telling the other two guys, you got to get going now. You know, here, fall camp is here. This is the drive towards the start of the season. I don't think it means very much. I don't think that by the time we get there that Luke Doty will be the backup quarterback. I don't. I think that Aird Nolan and Cutter Woods will probably take that role by then. But as of now, it's sort of like the safe thing to say. I'm guessing that's all that is. But, you know, it starts with Lenore Sellers, who is a freak of nature and is only going to get better in year two. He's a much better passer than Drones is. He completed like 63% of his throws last year in the SEC. Really tough schedule. He has a super live arm. He can layer the ball. He throws with touch. Not everything is a fastball. He's an insane athlete, and I think he's worked and worked and worked to hone his craft. I think he wants to be great, and these are all really positive signs. And I don't hear much talking out of this bunch either, so I think that's another good sign. We'll see about the running back situation. I think the offensive line, you know, has a chance to be better than last year. And, you know, are they going to be great? Maybe not. Are they going to be better than last year? I think so. They already know who their center is in Stanley. I think he can play. I think the line as a whole will be better. I expect the wide receiving core to take a step forward. You know, they brought in a great freshman class of wide receivers. The Brian Rowe kid was really good in the spring. I think Nicholas Harbor is ready to take another step forward. Bennett has some ability. They also brought in Brown. But I think that Harbor is a guy who, he came to South Carolina as a world-class track athlete. This is the first time he's been a dedicated football player. He's given up on the track element. And I think that bodes well for him. I thought he took a step forward last year. He's still somewhat raw, but his physical tools are insane. And I think he's demonstrated the work to be better. And I thought he took a step forward, like I said, a year ago. I think he takes a big jump this year, especially with Sellers' insane ability and his ability to extend plays. Harbor is the fastest human in football. I guess, if you're talking about a race, maybe it would be with Tyreek Hill or something, but
I think Harbert is probably the fastest football player on earth. And I think he's actually going to look more like a football player this year. And if he does, then not only will South Carolina take a big jump forward, but Nicholas Harbert will take a big jump forward in terms of NFL aspirations. I think those things are possible. You know, obviously you lose Kennard at defensive end, but they have some answers. Brian Thomas is a guy that they like. And then Desmond Umiazulo is a guy who is coveted by every major college. You know, Ohio State, Georgia were on this guy. South Carolina won that battle. You haven't seen much from him yet, but he's 6'6 and 260 or more, and he gives them a completely different body type than Brian Thomas. So if Brian Thomas has any issues setting a hard edge, which a year ago Kennard did, you know, Kennard, everyone knows about the 11 sacks, but what they didn't realize is Kennard was good against the run. Brian Thomas is probably like 245. We don't know about that element yet with Brian Thomas, but if he doesn't hold up, then you have Umiazulo, who's going to be a part of that mix too. I think that I don't know what you're pointing at. Okay, I see. You know, listen, I think defensive tackle is going to be interesting here, and how South Carolina replaces those guys from last year. The guy who didn't get enough play last year was TJ Sanders. I said this as in the lead up to the draft. I knew he would be a top 100 guy. He was, you know. South Carolina's got some dudes, though. They've got some players. We have to see how they play. That's still to be determined. Dylan Stewart is obviously a freak and should get freakier. I know people think, well, you know, he doesn't have the Kennard bookend piece. I wouldn't get too absorbed in that. Stewart's a freak. I actually expect him to get better this year. And then the linebacker level, this team has athletic linebackers. We need to see these guys play. We need to see how they hold up against the run. But, you know, the guy, Sean Murphy, can play. I think that the guy who's really interesting is Fred Johnson. I think he's up to 240 now. He's really athletic. He has sideline-to-sideline ability. I want to see what that looks like. The secondary should be excellent. I know people think there's going to be some massive drop-off defensively for South Carolina. I don't think so. I think that the defense is actually going to look pretty similar to last year. And this defense has led the SEC in creating turnovers the last 4 years. And I think they're going to continue to do that type of thing, play aggressively. I actually think from an eye test standpoint, this might be the best football team they've had in South Carolina since some of those Spurrier teams. So I think they'd be very good. The schedule is very difficult. When I look at this team and I look at the personnel and I look at the talent and then I look at Virginia Tech, I don't know how Virginia Tech's matching up with them. I don't see it. I mean, that's a lot of points to give in a first game, and I'm reluctant to want to do that. But if it's you know, the cliche gun to my head deal today, who am I taking in this deal? I'm taking Carolina. I'm laying the points. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. There's your South Carolina Virginia Tech breakdown. I don't think it's much of a breakdown. I think one team's clearly better than the other, and I think there are two teams going in the opposite direction. South Carolina is headed up, and Virginia Tech is headed out. That whole coaching staff, or at least you know. Other than the defensive coordinator, none of those guys are going to be there next year. Quick break.
This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code Road Rage to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Road Rage. Must be 18 or older and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing tie. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plantae.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
I plan to rearrange my closet, but I stopped after picking the clothes up off the floor.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's award-winning language learning app will help you start speaking another language. Start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Comment tu t'appelles?
Vous êtes où?
Vous êtes où?
Babbel's bite-sized lessons make it easy to learn words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel est amusant et facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue. Et cela ne prend que 15 minutes par jour.
When you want to really learn another language, it starts with Babbel. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The first day of school will be here before you know it. Get a head start on your back-to-school shopping with savings from Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through August 31st, get extra savings on select back-to-school purchases with 6.99% APR when you use your Founders credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to find more information and start saving today. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends March 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13.25% to 17.90% will apply. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Folks, I think we can all agree America is facing a health crisis. Lots of folks are looking at medication shots and pills to do the trick. But the reality is that the answer is natural. And the answer can be found through our friends at PhD Weight Loss. You're going to drop pounds not only safer, but also faster the natural way. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks without rebound weight gain, without hunger cravings, and without long-term dependency on medications because I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I bet you don't either. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team would love to help you. Here's the deal. You can get started right now with a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and I can't tell you how helpful it was for me setting myself up for success in the long term. You'll hold the keys to your personalized metabolic plan in your hand. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. Don't become another statistic. You can do this. Call now for your free body scan, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
The 2025 Atlanta Braves are battle-tested, and every game this summer is a chance to get back in the fight.
Punched out towards third, backhanded and fouled around by Riley. Long throw. Oh, what a play by Riley.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Evan Cohen here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Situation.
little awesome Delbert McClain. I'm doing the prime rib this weekend, Ramona. I told you I'm doing that. But you know, now you know what happens. Like you get a little older, and then you're supposed to start eating like salads, you know. And so I'm
fun.
Except you know, I lather them, slop dressing all over them, because like I said, I learned long ago. I used to think I love salads, and then you know, one day I had this epiphany, and I realized, oh no, I actually hate salads. I love dressing. You know, and
the dressing is the best part.
Yeah, I mean, listen, nobody really likes salads, okay? We like dressing on salads. Does anybody get a big bowl of lettuce and eat it out of a bowl with nothing on it? No, right? It's like one of those things. It's when you put the other stuff on it, then you can dress it up enough to make it good. So I eat salads. You know, I eat a lot of salads. I do. And you know, we don't give away like free ones very often on the show, but I'm going to give you a little free one today. So you people should advertise with the show. You know who has like shockingly good salads?
Who's that?
Schlotzky's. Am I saying that right? Schlotzky's?
I think so. Schlotzky's. Yeah.
They have really good salads. Yeah. You know, because I have ordered salads from like a million places.
Right, okay? looking for a good salad.
Right, and I want chicken in the salad. Okay, I have to have like some protein in the salad. Do not tell me that you have a chicken salad and then make me use a magnifying freaking glass and a searchlight to find the chicken in it. All right, I ordered from a place the other day that will remain nameless, and I got two salads that were one of them was a chicken salad. There was no chicken in that salad. I mean, you got friggin' nerve. You should be closed down for saying that. Schlotzky's, though, lot of chicken. And so the one I get has like chicken in it and strawberries in it and whatever. And I get a lot of chicken. So you can eat like a salad and feel like you ate. You know, if they tell you it's a chicken salad and there's no chicken salad, then you eat a salad and you don't feel like you ate. You know what I mean?
I totally get that.
So I'm a fan there, Schlotzky. So you people should be calling the station like right now to be getting in on the show if you still can. Yeah. And, you know, I've had their sandwiches before too. Good. You know, so there you get a little freebie, Schlotzky's. We won't send you the bill for that, but the next time we will. So get in. So the bottom line on South Carolina, Virginia Tech is, early season game, I hate laying 9.5 points, and I don't know that I would, and I don't know that I will, but just in terms of the direction of these programs and everything else, I just don't see it. I think one program is headed up and the other program is headed not just down, out. I mean, I think the Virginia Tech program is basically finished. I think Brett Pry is done. It was a terrible hire. They should have hired Chadwell when they had the chance. Maybe they'll get it right on the reboot. I'm not sure. But I think Virginia Tech is a disaster in waiting. And, you know, they won six games last year. They're not getting a six this year. They're not going to bowl game. Listen. Pry's chance of survival this year, I would put like a zero. His expiration date is here. I mean, the more I think about it, the less I like this team. Now, unless Drones goes full-fledged Superman. Now, Drones said that at the start of last year, he tried to play too much hero ball. In Drones' case, what that means is he tried to throw too much. And so there's an expectation that he's going to get back to his strength this year, which is running the ball. Well, I mean, look, he is dynamic, or at least he was 2 years ago in that regard. You know, again, if this highlights are highlights. Everybody has individual great games. If you go put the film on of Kyron Drones against BC a couple years ago, and that game was at BC, if I remember right, you go put that film on, Kyron Drones looks like the next Heisman Trophy winner. He put up like 500 yards of offense. He like threw for 250, like ran for 250. He just destroyed them. I don't know if we've completely seen that guy since. So, you know, listen, he's going to have to be that guy if Virginia Tech is going to be anything. He's going to have to be Superman. He's going to have to match Lenore Sellers. He's going to have to play like Lenore Sellers all year. He's a similar body type. He's going to have to do all that if Virginia Tech's going to do anything. He's going to have to be great. If Virginia Tech is going to have any success this season, Drones is going to have to be Superman. I'm just not sure that's in there anymore. I think we've seen the kryptonite, and I think everybody has the kryptonite. So I am not optimistic about anything related to Virginia Tech right now. I think they are a program absolutely headed in the wrong direction. Tech says Shane Beamer will be the next head coach. You never know. You never know. Texter said, oh, this stuff is moving fast. Can you hit the win total teams, Zach? Can you hit the win total teams? You're all on, please. Got to buy the kid a car. That's from Zach in the 706. You know, Ramona, do you have our win totals? Because we said we were going to go over them. We never did. Can you pull up the win
totals? I'll get them, yeah.
We'll take a look. We'll take a look at the win totals, and we'll find out whether on 8/1/2025, the 1st of August. By the way, Ramona, have you heard that the weather is supposed to be like in the 70s the next few days?
No, I haven't been listening to that.
Yeah. From now until next, starting tomorrow, I believe, through until next Wednesday, the temperature is going to be in the 70s. That seems so strange. I mean, we've been
thunderstorms every day, I take it then.
Well, I don't know. I mean, 70s, I'm not sure you're going to have thunderstorms. We were bumping into we were bumping 100 around a couple of those days. Now we're going to fall off the face of the earth in terms of temperature. But I gave you, I think, 18 total plays, but we'll take a look at them too as part of this conversation. Do you have those?
I have them. You ready?
Texter said, Virginia Tech is good. They will shock South Carolina. No, they suck, and they're not going to shock South Carolina. They're going to shock you, but they're not shocking South Carolina. No, Virginia Tech sucks. They're not good. There's no talent. I mean, I just went through that. I mean, we're not paying attention. They don't have any ability. Their talent sucks. The coaches suck. The program sucks. No. Are you a Hokie fan? I mean, they have no chance. Go ahead.
The first one is Michigan State over 5.5. The number is -125.
Yeah, again, that's a play on Aiden Childs and Jonathan Smith, the coach and quarterback.
Alabama under 9.5. The number is +115.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be lucky to win 8. They have great receivers. I just don't know about the rest of that team.
Okay, Clemson over 9.5. The number on that is -120.
I wonder if you can still even get that. I wonder, certainly, if you can get it at that price. I don't see how you could still get that. I mean, that was 9.5 for the longest time, and my price was -120.
Yes.
I mean, that was just a golden play. I mean, I know Clemson's schedule stuff, but basically, if Clemson beats LSU in game 1, they've already won that play. You know, I mean, Cade Klubnik could get hurt or something, but. You know, that would change it. But other than that, that's just, money in the bank.
And then you got Penn State over 10.5, and that one is +135.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even see a loss on the schedule. They'll probably lose one somewhere, but, they're 11-1 at worst.
Okay, and then you have Texas over 9.5, and the number on that is -170.
Yeah, I don't understand. Okay, so what's that?
The number, yeah. -170.
Okay, so I'm paying a big price on that one. But, they're going to win at least 10 games. I mean, at least 10 games. I mean, I have them as the number 3 team in the country and, the team most likely, the team not named Penn State or Clemson most likely to play for national title.
Okay, and then you have Texas over 9.5, and on that one you have +100.
You just did Texas.
No, I meant to say Liberty. Liberty over 9.5, +100.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's stealing. I think Liberty wins 11 games, maybe all of them.
Okay, and then you got Texas A&M over 7.5, -190.
Yeah, first time ever giving out Texas A&M as a higher over. I think this is the best team that Elko's had. You have 2-star running backs and you have an offensive line that's a top 10 offensive line in the country.
Okay, and then you have SMU over 8.5, and that's a +100.
Yeah, I think the number's just too low. I mean, I think SMU is still really a good football team. I actually think they're getting a little bit of disrespect
in this conversation about the ACC. We'll get to more of that in a bit.
And then you have Auburn over 7.5, and the number on that is -160.
That one worries me a little bit. Not so much the 7.5. The -160 is too high a price to pay. I think they get there. I don't love the -160. That's a steep price. If you're out there listening, I'm going to keep that play, but I wouldn't play that. I'd skip that. That's too steep a price on Auburn, which, again, I think they get there, but I don't love it enough to lay -160.
All right, the next one is South Carolina over 7.5 +120.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think that's stealing. I think South Carolina is a really good football team.
Kansas over 7.5 +155.
Why do you seem to be moving left and right?
I don't know. Something's poking me.
Well, it's having an effect on the segment as you move left and right.
I know, but it's a stabbing thing. I don't want to be stabbed. I don't want to die on the air.
Yeah, okay.
Going on. Okay, what did I say?
Kansas, I don't know.
Kansas over 7.5, and it's +155 is the number on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty high on Kansas this year, and that's a really nice number, +155.
And Nebraska over 7.5, and that's -105.
Yeah, that's a Matt Rule play.
Okay, Baylor over 7.5, +106.
Yep, like that too.
TCU over 6.5, -125.
Yeah, you know, Hoover's lost his weapons in Savion Williams and Jack Beck, but I still think they have enough to clear that.
Okay, Iowa over 6.5, and the number is -170.
Yeah, I don't understand that number at all. What's it? What is it? Minus what?
170.
Oh, okay. So I'm playing a huge price for that. I'm okay with that. Okay. Iowa 100% is winning more than 6.5 games. I don't need to worry about the vig on that hit, because it's not going to matter. It's stealing.
Okay, Pittsburgh over 6.5 +140.
Yeah, I don't even understand this. I don't know why so many people are sleeping on Pittsburgh. They easily go over that number, and I get +140. How about that?
Oklahoma over 6.5, and the number is -150.
Yeah, it's just dumb. Oklahoma's winning 10.
And then the last one is Vanderbilt over 4.5 and -177.
Yeah, so I'm paying a huge price there. The schedule's tough. I still like it. I like Vandy. I like Pittsburgh. I like Oklahoma. I like Clemson. If I was picking best, those four that I just gave you would be among the best. And just run down those teams again really quick from the top. Those four, if you're looking for like four or five plays, those four are golden. Texas would be another. Texas was another 9.5. Again, that was a steeper price. I don't care because they're going to beat that. Go on.
Michigan State over 5.5 -125.
Just give me the teams. Forget the rest of it. Just give
Alabama, Clemson, Penn State, Texas, Liberty, Texas A&M, SMU, Auburn, South Carolina, Kansas, Nebraska, Baylor, TCU,
okay.
Iowa.
All right. At Iowa. At Iowa. I love Iowa. 6.5, I love Iowa. Give me that, too. So there. Texas, going back to yesterday, talking about defense and being our weakness, did I not hear about it, or did Hoffler transfer? Let me get to that. I'm waiting for a break. Wall Tip Tool Road Rage, quick break.
Attention business owners, are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses a Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom suited to their needs and objectives.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Choppatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
It's bow time. Introducing Bojangles' new breakfast burrito. It's your favorite crispy bow rounds, savory sausage, fluffy eggs, cheese, and southern gravy all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
2 years ago, Bobby Carpenter completed treatments for knee pain at QC Kinetics. So we're checking in with the former college and pro football player to see how he's doing.
I've been asked a lot, like, how long does this last? How long does it work? I go, I've had mine for a couple years, and everything feels very good. It feels just as good as it did when I started to turn the corner.
Bobby's an active husband, dad, and business owner. That's why 2 years ago, he heard about QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and he knew he could trust them for his chronic knee pain.
And thankfully, with QC Kinetics, I was able to go through this, and my activities are the same as it was. I'm able to coach my kids in sports. I can play golf. I can go run.
QC Kinetics patients like Bobby don't miss a beat. No surgery or rehab. Just freedom from debilitating joint pain. Ready for lasting relief from joint pain? Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation and see if you're a good candidate.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Some bad news for this kid. I see this, Roberta, from Colby Crawford. Breaking: three-star 2027 quarterback Ben Musser has committed to Virginia Tech. The 6'2", 220-pound quarterback from Bogart, Georgia, chose the Hokies over Vandy, Purdue, and Cincinnati. Tech staff, culture, get that, culture, atmosphere, and tradition is what really sets them apart, he said. Well, good luck to you, Ben Musser, because nobody on that staff is going to be there by the time you get there.
That's what sets them apart.
That's right. That's right. And as far as culture, I mean, Ben, did you watch any of the videos or hear any of the audio from Virginia Tech players talking about how broken the culture was last year? Now, they claim it's, you know, duct taped together this year, that they got it all back in line. But, man, I don't see any of that. So good luck to you, Ben. You're going to need it. I mean, Ben Musser, Ramona, the future Virginia Tech quarterback, who will, of course, probably never play there because none of these dudes who recruited him are actually going to be there to see any of that. All right, we have lots to get to. I see you waving around in there, flopping around.
Let me tell you about Carson's. Carson's is your place. I am craving the Carson's, Ramona. Carson's, you know, Ramona, we're still in my late lunch window. I could still do like the Carson's late lunch followed by the Carson's late dinner.
Yeah.
Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want a great dinner with friends, open every day. Happy hour, Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discount appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the fried catfish sandwich. I have not tried that. I would 100% try that right now if it's in front of me. Smoked ribs. They're awesome. Honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs. Golden fried chicken tenders. The Monterey chicken sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. That's one of the great sandwiches of all time. I would gladly eat two of those right now. Hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers. Fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, my special category. We want to cook to perfection. Try the New York strip or the ribeye, strawberry shortcake, dessert. Carson's is accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, birthday parties, graduation celebrations, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. Open 11 to 9 Monday to Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9 on Sundays, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. That's how this deal works. Also, let me tell you about my friends at Burn Digital. When I say my friends, I mean us. They are the other side of us. We are over here. They're over there. The same building. Your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse, although they operate out of more than just here. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads, just like the pros. No one understands this market like us. Nobody. And we have the tools to make you and your business shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy ever. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out. Go online to theroarfm.com and click on the advertising tab to contact us. You'll 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona, it is time to get to our ACC team rankings. We need our we'll need our little drum roll.
All right.
Now on these bottom ones, it's really a little drum roll.
Well.
Yes. So number 17, Ramona. Boy, it sucks to be 17 in a 17 team league, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 17 is Stanford. I don't like their schedule. I don't like where they're located. I don't think it benefits you to be 3,000 miles away from the league that you're playing in. I don't see how that travel schedule can possibly help anybody. I think Elijah Brown, the redshirt freshman, has some ability. They think he's Andrew Luck. I'm not ready to go there. He is the former modern day quarterback. I thought he demonstrated the ability to throw some touch last year. He doesn't have an elite arm, but he has an adequate arm to make all the throws a college quarterback needs to make. And he can throw with touch, and he can layer the ball. And he does a pretty good job of getting the ball out of his hands. I mean, I think he completed in limited run last year. I think he completed like 53% of his passes, 54%. Obviously, that number is going to have to go way up. I don't think they have enough personnel. It's a long time since, you know, the Jim Harbaugh Stanford teams and beyond, the David Shaw Stanford teams at the beginning before, you know, he became Matilda Hunt, an arch conservative. I don't like much of this team's chances, and so they are 17. I don't think the schedule benefits them either. Go ahead, Ramona.
Okay, first they're at Hawaii.
Yeah, you know that's like a pick 'em game. It's if you're a major college football team and Stanford might even be a slight underdog in that game, and you're at Hawaii as a slight underdog. That's no good, Ramona. That's That tells you everything you need to know right there. It just does not bode well. I think they win that game. I'm going to say they win that game. 1-0. That's okay. Not, of course, it's not a league game. And the only thing we're really focused on is league right now. So we won't even mention that game. We'll just get to the league games.
Then they're at BYU.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for them either.
And then they have Boston College at home.
I don't know. I think they lose that game. I'm going to say they're 0-1 in league.
Then they're at Virginia.
0-2.
Then they have San Jose State home.
That's the across the tracks game.
Then they're at SMU.
0-3.
Then they have Florida State at home.
0-4.
Then they're at Miami.
0-5.
Then they have Pitt at home.
0-6.
Then they're at North Carolina.
0-7.
Then they have California at home.
Half.
And then their last game is Notre Dame home.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them. Yeah, good luck to them. Good luck to Stanford. And remember, they're going to be traveling 3,000 miles back and forth to get their ass kicked.
I know. I see that.
That's just not good. There's no part of that.
How did California and Stanford end up in the ACC?
Yeah, well, that's a long story.
They couldn't get
no one really knows.
They couldn't get connected to another conference.
Well, their league disbanded.
And, I know,
yeah,
but
yeah, you would think so, right? But no.
You would think.
Yeah, no. You talk about strange bedfellows, you know. The SMU thing is strange enough, but that one works at least. These others, I mean, who are we kidding? I mean, you know, and you know, the thing is, you get these guys like Jim Phillips, and you know, and he talks about student athletes a million times, only because he holds his hands up in the sign of a cross when Dracula when anybody brings up the word employees. So he keeps trying to frame it as student athletes.
Make sure that never happens.
Right, to avoid the word employees. Well, explain to me, Jim, exactly how that student athlete thing functions. See, this is the part, you know, the players have everything their way right now, and this whole NIL thing and transfer portal thing, it's all out of control and everyone knows it. But the part that makes you feel no sympathy for the other side is when they talk about student athletes, and then they add teams to their leagues that are 3,000 miles away in complete disregard for the student athletes. You know what I mean? I mean, so the volleyball team, the poor volleyball girls, they have to travel 3,000 miles to go play friggin' Boston College.
I know, nobody's going to watch them.
Right.
That's no support way out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. How much do you care about the student athletes when you're sending them 3,000 miles back and forth across the country at every
plus,
time?
Plus, they probably don't have a lot of money. Where are they going to stay?
Yeah.
Some rinky-dink hotel?
I don't know. I don't know about the don't have a lot of money thing anymore. You know, they may have plenty of money. I'm not sure about that anymore. Noah, how are you, Noah? Good to have you.
Well, I'm sorry for the background noise. I'm in my work truck, so I'll be quick. I told you that Stanford's schedule was tough. What they got? 3 winnable games, if that?
Yeah.
And the rest of them are praying for an upset?
Yeah, I think it comes out something like that, Noah. Yep.
Yes, sir. And then last thing before I hang up, because I know this background noise is terrible, and I'm sorry. Tulane to make the American Conference Championship, I got it at like +140. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, now that they have Retzliff, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yes, sir. All righty, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest. I just wanted to get in and tell you, I'm still not a believer in Stanford, especially after what you said.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Noah. You have a great weekend, too. Thank you, Noah. Appreciate that. All right, Ramona, that brings us to number 16. And we stay right there for number 16 in California with California. You know, a lot like Stanford, except a little less bad.
Almost the same.
Yeah, you know, hey, Ramona,
as far as all that traveling.
Hey, hey, listen, Rona. Again, I want to bring back the student athlete nonsense for a second. Again, you know, it's time we really tanked and we got rid of that whole reference, because, you know, for much of the country, there's no such thing anymore, and it's certainly true here. I mean, Ramona, I have California. I have Cal Berkeley, California, the California Golden Bears, you know, highfalutin academic institution, right, Ramona? On their offense alone, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eight transfers of their top 11 on offense for a school that is supposed to be all about academia. 8 of the 11, Ramona, are transfers. By the way, on their second unit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 transfers on the second unit. So in the first two offensive units at Cal Ramona, 15 transfers. Oh, yes, it's about the student athlete. Pack your bags, sons. You're going to be traveling 3,000 miles to play everybody. Defense, Ramona, on their first unit, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ramona, 10 of the 11 Cal players on Justin Wilcox's team on defense are transfers. 10. 18 of their starting 22 players at highfalutin, alleged bastion of academia, California, 18 of their 22 players are transfers. Can we stop playing like student athlete means anything? Can we stop playing that? I know why Jim Phillips doesn't want to hear that word employees. I get it. I don't want to either. But, you know, we also have some just blatant fraudulent nonsense going on, because that's what this is. I mean, you know, this whole thing is just insane. In any case, Rona, look, here's the highlight of this deal is Devin Brown, the quarterback, the former Ohio State quarterback. I think he may be able to play. I'm interested to see what he does. As far as the rest of his team is concerned, you know, it's an entire football team of transfers for a team that wasn't any good to begin with. So, I mean, you know, what are they going to do? I mean, they did go 2-6 last year in league. They went 6-6 overall. We'll take a look at their schedule, see whether there's any salvation in it. There might be a little bit more salvation than Stanford. On the other hand, they play at Stanford. So, you know, these two teams seem pretty much destined for rock bottom 16-15. We'll take a look at the Cal schedule when we return.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Get ahead of HVAC headaches by scheduling your home's regular heating and cooling system tune-ups with the experts at Heavenly Air of the Upstate, your local Lennox dealer. Your air is worth the care. Regular preventive maintenance from Heavenly Air of the Upstate will ensure your home's HVAC system is running efficiently. Catch any minor problems before they become major and ensure your home's air is the best quality for you and your family. Visit heavenlyaire.com to schedule your home's next heating and cooling system tune-up. Dealer license number RHB587.
Okay, I've got my textbooks, my orange tiger gear, my parking pass. Wait, this mattress from home? No go. I need real sleep before game day. At Engineered Sleep, they have covered tigers. Whether you're headed to the dorms, your first apartment, or that off-campus house with 5 roommates, we'll get you the perfect mattress to crush 8 a.m. classes and recover from late nights in Death Valley.
Parents, don't send them back with that lumpy old mattress. Shop local and give your tiger their best semester yet. Stop by Engineered Sleep in Greenville or shop online at engineeredsleep.com. Back to school savings are going on now. Go Tigers!